So I think I'm going to let it play. I'll be saying some things, but if you want to call in, you can do so at 855-915-WMFO. So that's 855-915-915-91.5 FM. And then WMFO 9636. 855-915-9636. Call in. We can talk about whatever for the most part, if you'd like to. Also, if you would rather not call in because, I don't know, calling people is stressful, we have a DJ chat, which is a little chat room on the WMFO website. If you go to the website, look at the bar at the banner thing at the top, go all the way to the right to DJ chat. I'm sitting in the little chat room. You can say something if you would like to. No pressure. In the meantime, I've decided I'd like to tell a joke, which is completely unrelated to anything else going on. But this is a joke about some dogs at a dog park. There are these three dogs. There's a bulldog, a lab, and a little chihuahua. And they're just, you know, hanging out, talking like dogs do. All dogs talk. We all know this. And then all of a sudden this gorgeous, gorgeous French poodle walks up and they're all oogling her and she's, oh. Whichever one of you can make the best sentence with the words liver and cheese will win my heart. So they line up. The bulldog says, all right, I'm first. Let's see. Liver and cheese. I like liver and cheese. She kind of scoffs and says, okay, sure. Next, the lab's up next, and the lab says, I was gonna say that one. I don't like liver and cheese. And French poodle's still not very impressed. So the chihuahua steps up and goes, liver alone, cheese mine. That's a solid pun. This is a really long song. I might have to tell another joke. Oh man. Let's see. There's the one about a frog that walks into a bank. I like that one. It's one of my personal favorites. Frog walks into a bank, and he goes up to the teller and he says, Mr. Paddywhack, is it? And the teller says, yes, that's right. How can I help you, sir? He says, well, Paddywhack, my name is Kermit Jagger. I'm the son of Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones, and I would like a loan for $1 million, please. And Paddywhack says, Mr. Jagger, that's all well and good. We'd be happy to help you out. Do you have any form of collateral that we could use on the loan? And the frog replies, excuse me, do you know who I am? I am Kermit Jagger, son of Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. I don't need any stinking collateral for a loan for $1 million. Says, I'm sorry, sir, it's bank policy. Do you have a car, property, anything that we could use as collateral? He says, here, I have this. And he reaches into his pocket and he pulls out a little Rubik's Cube on a keychain. And Paddywhack says, this is a doodad. I can't use a doodad as collateral. And Kermit just sighs and says, go speak to your manager, Paddywhack. So he walks off with the little Rubik's Cube and goes up to his manager, and the manager says, all right, what's happening? And he says, well, there's this frog out there. He claims to be the son of Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones, and he wants a loan for $1 million. For collateral, he gave me this little trinket. And the manager says, ha, it's a knick-knack, Paddywhack, give the frog a loan. His old man's a Rolling Stone. And with that, let's go back to New Order. Oh, wow, I used up almost the whole 7-minute song. Let's go. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My show is highly recommended, full of music that I recommend highly. I am here for another hour. Coming up next, we're going to have some more new wave music that I like a lot. And I saw this next band live. They're really nice guys. And everyone there was lame and didn't dance, except for me. I was right there in the front and I was like, woo, yeah. That was at Once in Somerville, which no longer exists as a space. It was a cool space. I wish I went to more concerts there. But now they're kind of traveling around, I think. Anyway, here is Modern English.
to be with Miss Adventure and her mates. Miss Adventure and her mates. To be with Miss Adventure and her mates. Miss Adventure and her mates.
All the cops in the donut shop say,
It is 8:20 on this. I think it's still rainy. Yeah. Oh, it's so foggy. Ooh. Anyway, it is 8:20, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. In the background is Krongbin with Dernkala. And Krongbin is a band which tours all over in the U.S., at least. And I've never seen them. I feel like I should. A bunch of people I know have seen them. They're right up my alley. If I had the opportunity, I probably would have. But they're from Houston, Texas originally, but they tour all over. And yeah, I don't know, I'll see them eventually. They're pretty good. Before that, She Blinded Me with Science by Thomas Dolby. The Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian. And before that was Squeeze with Misadventure, which mentions Egypt. So I was like, Walk Like an Egyptian's gonna come after it. Duh. And before that, Modern English, I Melt With You. Which was seeing them live was a really fun concert. I just wish that there were, you know, more people dancing. But, I mean, like, the lead singer even said, like, I think he might have thanked me, or just said, like, hey, you guys know you can dance, if you want to. If only they were, men without hats. And then they really could have told everyone to dance. And if not, they could leave their friends behind. Because their friends don't... I'm sorry. That's enough of that. So that wraps up our little trip into the 80s. And now we're... Don't let anyone say that I don't know any relatively recent music. Because this song, as well as the next four, are all from the 2010s. We're going to... I think we're going to do a little hopscotch all over the globe. I think we're going to start off in the U.S. and then we're gonna hop over to a different part of the U.S. and then the U.K. and then Australia. And it's all kind of, I would call it like psychedelic, dreamy-ish for the most part. I don't know, it's all fun. It's all good songs. They are all good songs. And then after that, for one of my last sets of four, we're going back and we're having some mostly old mellow songs to finish off the show. But don't go anywhere, because they are still really good songs. And in that last mellow set, I'm throwing in a new song which came out yesterday, which is very exciting. So coming up next is Levitation Room.
She's not
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash. Avoiding close contact with people who are sick. And finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. In the background right now is a cool song, which I found about a week ago, I think? Maybe? It is Jerry Garcia and Howard Wales, a jazz fusion album from 1971. The song is Up From the Desert, off the album Hooterole. And before that, we had what I would call like dreamy, psychedelic-ish set of music. Most recently, Conan Moccasin, It's Chode, My Dear, 2011. Before that, Sid Arthur. That's two words, Sid Arthur. Into Eternity, released in 2016. Jack Stauber with Buttercup from 2017. And Jack Stauber's really, really cool. He did a series of videos for Adult Swim, which is how I originally found out about him. Also has a bunch of really cool, trippy, weird YouTube videos, as well as a bunch of enjoyable music. Before that was Levitation Room with Friends off their 2015 album Minds of Our Own. And I know that I know Levitation Room. I don't know why, but when I saw the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets last Tuesday? Oh my god, I had a busy week last week. But their, I want to say, bassist was wearing a Levitation Room t-shirt. I was like, huh, I know them. I should check them out again. And yeah, that song just stood out to me from their discography. Psychedelic Porn Crumpets were also excellent. So let's see, what else did I see last week? Last week, Tuesday was Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. Thursday was Madison Cunningham, Saturday was Slothrust, and Sunday was the Chats. It was a busy, busy weekend, which I will talk. I'm going to have a year in review concert thing at the end of the year. So, and here's the Beatles.
Stay in. could say. The finger moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. The finger moon, and I get you on the pink moon. Yeah, pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon. So it's written and it's so it say. The finger moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. The finger moon, and I get you. One of the many
It is 8:55, which means that my time is just about up. But don't go anywhere. On the Town with Mikey D is up next, with a whole bunch of local music and then a live band from 11 to midnight, followed by an interview. in the background is Steve Howe, the guitarist for Yes, with on his second solo album. This is Diary of a Man Who Vanished. Before that, we had Ween with Ocean Man. And Ween, if you can score tickets, they're playing somewhere in Boston this Friday. It's like the one show that I was like, I don't have tickets and I'm not going to try. And I'm also busy on Friday. So, I won't be there. If you can be there, go for it. I bet it's going to be a really, really, really fun show. Before that, we had Hatfield in the North with Didn't Matter Anyway. Hatfield in the North is a really cool band. I like them a lot. They're pretty out there, though. Would recommend. Before that, Unknown Mortal Orchestra's brand new song released yesterday, I Killed Captain Cook. UMO is a really fun band. They are from New Zealand originally, but now they're based in Portland, Oregon. And before that, Nick Drake with Pink Moon. Classic song. Released in 1972. And then the Beatles with Norwegian Wood. Off of the album Rubber Soul. My favorite Beatles album. I mean, they're all good, but I mean, they're all amazing, but I think that one's my favorite. Just love the vibe of it. And coming up next is a great song, which I know is a favorite of someone out there listening, so don't go anywhere. I'll be back next week, 7 to 9 p.m., right here in the studio, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening.